It is time to go to the Forecast Center. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Pat Pagano. And Pat, do you remember Tang?
I remember Tang. And I do remember drinking it as a kid. I don't think I would opt for that right now because I'm not really into orange.
Well, it's funny because Tang was endorsed by, of course, the space program at the time. That's how, because the astronauts, mm-hmm. when they went into space, and it would be Tang. So anyways, but this tastes just like Tang, exactly like Tang. And the black raspberry tastes like, remember those little, wax things that used to have fluids in them? Where you could nip off the end and drink them.
Oh, yeah, all different flavors.
Yeah. Now, well, the black raspberry tastes like that. It's just that it's in a little plastic bottle instead of being in a wax thing. I used to love those things. I used to love drinking out of those little wax things. And I would do things like would drive my brothers and sister crazy. There would be like five, okay? And they'd all be different flavors, colors. I'd snip the top off all of them and drink them all at once.
Wow.
I know.
It's a whole combination of flavors in one shot, though.
And then after we drank them, what did we do? We used to chew on the plastic like it was gum.
Right.
Like it was gum. And then we'd spit it out finally when we had enough at somebody. But anyways, enough of my history with drinking fluids. It is time to bring in Pat Pagano and talk about the weather we are having, which are fairly decent days and cold mornings.
Yeah, you know, it is January. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. It's cold and you can feel it, even though the temperatures are not like, unbelievable. Today, 40 to 45 with varying amounts of cloud cover. Tonight, we'll clear out and we'll be colder, 18 to 24. Sun and some clouds, low 40s Tuesday, partly sunny, low 40s Wednesday, sun and clouds, mid 40s. On Thursday, we may see a shower later Friday. It'll be cloudy. Another front will come in on Saturday with showers that could change over to snow showers, and then it gets windy and colder. But we certainly have no storms in the offing right through the coming weekend.
And what's interesting is yesterday wasn't as bad, but the wind just never died down. I mean, it didn't get huge. It wasn't like 25 miles an hour, but it was like a constant 10 to 15 miles an hour, which made that 25-degree temperature feel like it was about 15.
Yeah, the wind was definitely a factor through Saturday, and then yesterday wasn't as bad.
No.
So you're right. And that, but you still could feel, even with the absence of wind yesterday and the sun out, you could just feel the January cold.
Yeah.
It's just, there is just something about that January cold. And, we have two jet streams. One goes across the north, one in the south, and the one in the south has all the storms. So they just keep going out through the south of us. In fact, portions of Louisiana and Arkansas will get 2 to 4 inches of snow today before that storm moves out of there. We're talking Louisiana and Arkansas, folks, deep south. 2 to 4 inches of snow. We're not seeing a thing from it. Just cloud cover. That's it.
Well, we got those two storms. We got one that has about 5 inches of snow, and the other one which had anywhere from 18 to 22 inches of snow. So that's what we've had for snow this winter so far. That's what we've had for snow.
Right. And you may recall that I told you when we did our long-range forecast, I said I expect 2 to 3 storms this winter that could give us most of our snow. That was my thinking. And so far we've had one, in my opinion, because the other one, 4 or 5, was no big deal.
No.
So we had that one, and I'm still thinking that in February there could be a blockbuster winter storm. And you know what I mean? It could be two storms that'll give us all our snow.
Yeah, well, on normal average around here, it should be 50 to 55, 60 inches of snow. That's what's considered normal for this area. So,
and right now we're somewhere somewhere between 18 and 25, basically.
I'd say 22 to 25 inches on the average. Yeah.
So we're half our snowfall total.
So we're on track for it. But what's great about it, like I said, all the ski areas and stuff like that have been able to make snow at night
because it's cold enough,
and groom it, and it hasn't been so warm during the day where they lose it. So. And we had some natural snowfall, which is still on the ground. So people are tuned into skiing. I'm not, but skiers are tuned into skiing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tuned into just getting up, going to work, and going home and living my COVID-19 life.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, most of us, that's what we do. I mean, I go to church on Sunday morning, and, you know, my sister, the younger of the two, she is, you know, just, I mean, she's barricaded in her house. She's been ordering out her food like you do, Marshall. And if she runs out of something, she goes a couple of blocks away to the dairy barn in the car so she doesn't have to get out and be in contact with anybody. She's really ridiculous. And she said to me again yesterday, I can't believe you go to church, you know, during these times. I said, what is the big deal? I said, you want me to tell you about how strict they are? I said, first of all, no more holy water. Okay, so you can't bless yourself with holy water. That's out. There are machines at all entrances of the church for sanitizers. Every other pew is closed off. And the pews that you are allowed in, they have markings every 6 feet. There's hardly anybody there. At my church yesterday, I counted 40 people. You are not allowed to use the center aisles. When you exit the church, you come out of the, you know, if you're on the right, you come out of the right, come out of the left, and then there are two separate doors in the back, both of which have the church bulletins. So as you're passing out, you could grab your bulletin and walk out. They're not keeping anybody in close contact at all. So I don't see a problem there. You know, I think the problem is, Marshall, and you'll agree with me, they say 59% of the people who are positive are anti-symptomatic. We don't know out of the 59% how many of those people wear masks. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't feel, you know, they may say, well, you know what? I really, really feel fine, so, you know, I don't have to wear a mask.
You know what they should do in churches to make people feel home like it used to be? They should have nuns at the door, and if you come in without a mask, they hit you with a ruler.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. Now, I don't see anyone in church without a mask, but I think that's part of the problem right now. And also, I mean, look what's going on in California. California reminds me of what happened in New York.
Well, I think California has had that variant of the spreadable flu for longer than anybody else, and
that's why it's got so bad out there.
Yeah, but the bad thing about the variant is that the amount of people that get it are far more, and of course because there's far more people that are getting it. There's the deaths are on the increase a little bit now. I mean, you know, the average, the way, but it's we just got to get through this thing, you know. It's just I don't know.
It's tough. It really is tough.
I'm not barricaded in my house, but I just, you know, I go out, get gas. I go to the grocery store every once in a while. But other than that, I go to work and back. You know, we used to do a lot of live broadcasts. We don't do it, and we used to have a lot of people come to the station. We don't do that. But I'm following a normal protocol. So except for most of my shopping, my person who watches my dogs during the day does it for me. So
and that's it. And this is the way of life until most people are vaccinated. So. You know, and that's going to be, from what I understand, that's going to be a while.
And I don't go to church because I'm not allowed to go to church. I've done too many bad things in my life.
Well, I don't know if, I mean, you know, without getting into religion, that doesn't matter. The house, as we teach it and we put it, the house of God is always open to everybody.
I know. I'm just
no matter.
I'm just joking.
So, yeah, no. So, and besides, Marshall, for the few things that you did in your life that you consider bad, you have done 10 times as much that did that were good. So, you're forgiven.
Well, I appreciate that. It's like when I went to high school, Mr. Alto, the assistant principal, would he always forgave me. So
there you go. You see?
I got my punishment, but he also forgave me. He was just
there. You go.
What a great guy.
Okay. Well, you know what? Again, folks, it's almost 7 o'clock. Sit back, relax, just take advantage, enjoy this calm weather. You know we will pay for it.
All right, Pat, we will check with you mañana.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
That's Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.